America, and he's unplugged.
So listen to this.
The all-new Todd Starnes Show.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Here's your host, Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Man, it's been a busy day. You know, you'd rather have a show that kind of has a little bit of pep in it, right? I mean, you know, it's not NPR. You don't want folks taking a nap in the middle of the show. And I mean, that almost happened once. Poor Avery dozed off. But, you know, he's a college student and he's not used to getting up till what, noon anyway. So I guess so. We try to keep a little peppy also, not just for you, but also for the staff here at the Todd Starnes radio show. I have no. I think I may just get sent to HR. Great to have you with us for this hour of the show. Our good friends Diamond and Silk are going to be here. Also, Greg Jarrett is going to drop by in just a little while, and also your calls. And you know what? We're going to throw out a trivia. This is going to be an easy trivia question. And we've got some great prizes to give away today. Big college football championship. We need you to tell us who the head coach of the Clemson Tigers is. Who is the head coach of the Clemson Tigers? If you know, give us a call, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. If you can tell us who the head coach of the Clemson Tigers is. Big game tonight, so I've already got my Orville Redenbacher ready to go, too. Hey, Greg Jarrett coming up this hour, as I mentioned, Diamond and Silk. And also, I'm kind of excited about the last guest of the show. Do you read the Babylon Bee? I love that website. It is unbelievably hilarious, and it's even more funny because CNN and the mainstream media, they don't get the Babylon Bee. They do not understand satire, and they certainly don't have any sense of humor. Kyle Mann, who is the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee, is going to join us in the later on in this hour of the program. So we've got a lot going on here. So look, getting some messages from a lot of you saying, Todd, where is the show today? I don't see it on my Facebook feed. Well, there's a reason for that. And we mentioned this in the first hour of the show. And I want to be very clear here. This is not a Facebook issue. This has to do with some outsourcing, some groups that Facebook uses to fact check. And we have been targeted. We received a message from Facebook earlier this morning. Facebook is telling us that they are blocking our site so that people cannot see our content. And the reason why is they're accusing us of sharing fake news. Now, of course, it's not true at all. We work very hard. As a matter of fact, our team, they're all very established, well-respected journalists. But we are in the opinion business. And we make that very clear. We are not a news service. We certainly share news and facts with you, but I also offer my opinion. And one of the things that Facebook, the fact checkers at Facebook took offense to, I said, matter-of-factly, that what's happening in Australia is not the result of climate change, but of arson. And we provided the mainstream media news reports to back up my commentary, my opinion. Well, the Facebook fact checker said, no, can't do that. As a matter of fact, that is fake news. And so we were hit with one accusation on Saturday or Friday, I believe, and another on Saturday. And then this morning, Facebook took action and they blocked our site. And there's really nothing we can do about it. We have appealed to Facebook, and we'll see if that the block can be lifted. And we've appealed, but so far we've heard nothing. And as a result of that, hardly any of you are able to see our content on Facebook. But again, the issue here is the fact-checking organizations, groups like PolitiFact and groups like Hoax Alert. These are organizations that are run by former employees at CNN and National Public Welfare Radio. And it's not right because they're intentionally targeting conservative news and commentary websites. And the problem here, it's not that they're taking issue with the facts. They're taking issue with my opinion. You see, I don't believe that climate change is a real thing. And they take issue with that. So what they want to do is they want to shut me up. And the way they do that is they go to Facebook and say, hey, this guy is spreading fake news. Now, look, Facebook, they've got hundreds of millions of people. They don't care about somebody like me. They don't care about somebody like you. So what are they? They're not going to pay any attention to this. They hire these groups to do this job, and they're the ones doing the job. So we're calling them out. We're calling out Hoax Alert. We're calling out PolitiFact. And we're going after these folks. They're going to do the right thing here, and they're going to make this right. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to operate on Facebook. So a word of encouragement to you, the listeners of this radio program. You guys are a smart bunch. I would encourage you to go right now. Do not wait until the commercial break. Go right now to toddstearns.com. You'll see at the very top of the page a subscription button for our newsletter. Get our newsletter. Seriously, it's free of charge. We don't spam you. We don't sell your information. We just provide you with the news and information that you will no longer get on our Facebook page. And I wish that was not the case. And hopefully Facebook will investigate and will get to the bottom of this. And if they investigate, I think they're going to understand that we have been wronged here because we have been a good partner to Facebook over the years. In spite of the censorship, we have done a good job and we have driven a lot of traffic to Facebook. Almost a million people engaged in our copy just last week. A lot of folks, and now hardly anybody, just in a matter of a couple of hours. So that's the situation there, and there's really no way to control it. If you want to watch us, listen to us live on the stream, you can go to toddstearns.com. You can do that there. But in the meantime, until we get this figured out with Facebook, that's kind of where we're at. All right, look, I need to take a quick break. When we come back, our good friend Greg Jarrett from Fox News Channel will be here a little bit later on. Diamond and Silk and the editor of Babylon Bee. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
President Reagan once said, freedom is just one generation away from extinction. Best-selling author Todd Starnes believes the nation stands at a crossroad. Do we choose freedom and liberty or socialism and destruction? Todd offers his observations on the state of our union in his newest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Governor Mike Huckabee says, Todd mixes rock solid investigative journalism with Southern humor to deliver a must-read book for freedom-loving patriots. Order an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity, the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh, and the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a Yud of greatness, one small step. Take a Yud of victory, a Yud of faith, a Yud of that journey. For the greatest of things begin with a Yud.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
So this little news nugget coming in from Yahoo Sports, and they're quoting ESPN. Looks like Tony Romo over at CBS about to become the highest paid sports broadcaster in history. The offer apparently between $10 million and $14 million annually. That's what they're trying to offer him. Oh, ESPN is trying to get him to swing over. So. $10 million to $14 million. I think that's how much Greg Jarrett makes on his book advances. Greg Jarrett's on the Newsmaker line.
Hey, Todd, how are you? Great talking to you. No, a fraction of that, a minute fraction.
You know, I mean, well, your books, I mean, you're like a rock star. You've got two great books dealing with, you know, one of the most important subjects in history, of course, the Russia hoax, and the new book, which came out in October, Witch Hunt. Must reading, ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to understand what's happening in the country. Greg, it's always great to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Todd.
Hey, look, you've got an interesting piece up at FoxNews.com published a couple of days ago, and you refer to this Pelosi's impeachment sham as extortion. What do you mean by that?
Well, Pelosi, typically blinded by her own arrogance and hubris, thought she could extort the Senate into agreeing to her demands to dictate the trial procedures, the calling of witnesses that she chooses, and that the House chose not to choose, by the way. And it didn't work. This was a master blunder by the Speaker. I'm always amazed at the fawning media that just adores Nancy Pelosi. She's on the cover of Time magazine now, and the piece is rather nauseating. The adoration is enough to make you want to get a bucket. And, you know, the Speaker has no authority under the Constitution to tell the U.S. Senate how to conduct their trial. And in the end, McConnell refused to capitulate to her outrageous demand. So what does she get for holding the articles of impeachment for the better part of months. She got nothing. I mean, as a tactician and a strategist, she bungled it completely. Public opinion hasn't changed by virtue of her holding it for a month. In fact, it backfired against Pelosi because it only undermined her entire rationale of urgency for rushing the articles through the House was merely a charade.
So what does this look like if, in fact, she does turn over the two articles of impeachment to the Senate? There's a lot of debate in Washington about whether or not this should, you know, they should call witnesses, not call witnesses. You've got Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Murkowski saying that they would like to hear from witnesses. What do you think the best course of action here is?
Well, they need four and not three in order to be able to have enough votes to call, witnesses. So, you know, they got to flip four Republicans. So far, they've got two that say maybe, one that says absolutely, which, of course, is, you know, Mitt Romney, the quintessential rhino. Here's what generally happens. McConnell's indicated he's going to follow the Bill Clinton impeachment template. So there'll be a presentation of the charges. Then there'll be opening statements that are made by the House managers. Trump's counsel will have input. Only at that point would the Senate address the need and merits of calling any witnesses. That was the process back in 1999, and I covered that case. And people may not remember, but there were no live witnesses. There were three witnesses who were deposed behind closed doors, selected videotape excerpts were played as part of the evidentiary case. That may or may not happen in this case. You know, in the Clinton case, the evidence was pretty compelling. I mean, there were almost a dozen felony offenses identified by the independent counsel, Ken Starr. Here, there are none whatsoever. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Senate says, you know, this doesn't rise to the level of impeachable offenses. We don't need any witnesses. Let's vote.
And I have to imagine, would it not be great if there were some Democrats who came to that same conclusion there? And I think that blows Pelosi and the Democrats right out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't entirely unanimous in the House. Pelosi kept saying, oh, you know, it's got to be bipartisan in support of impeachment. Turned out it was more, you could argue, bipartisan against impeachment because a couple of Democrats flipped. Here in the Senate, I think it's altogether possible that you'll see a couple of Democrats from purple states who say, you know what, I don't like what the president did, but it's not an impeachable offense. I'm not going to vote to convict.
Steve Bannon was out a couple of days ago. He was quoted as saying he thinks that there need to be witnesses called and that the president should use this to really exonerate himself. Do you think that's a good strategy?
You know, I disagree with Steve. I think that people like Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the whistleblower, Adam Schiff, need to be heard from, but not in an impeachment trial. I would do that as part of the Senate's oversight of, this sort of affair. I mean, Lindsey Graham has said he wants to hear from the whistleblower. He wants to hear from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden about potentially corrupt acts. And so I think that's the proper venue to do it in, not an impeachment trial. That would open the door for Democrats to say, well, then we should have our witnesses. And frankly, I just don't think any witnesses are necessary. That was the job of the House, and they failed to do it. All of their witnesses offered opinion, speculation, hearsay, no direct evidence. And now, you know, they got a case of the for reals, and gosh, we should have called people like Bolton, but they didn't, and they could have, but they didn't issue subpoenas. So, you know, that's Nancy Pelosi's fault.
All right, Greg, we're going to have to leave it there. How's the book doing? Witch Hunt, it's a New York Times bestseller.
It was number three on the New York Times bestseller list, and with the release of the Inspector General's report, which was a damning indictment of the FBI, which is much of what my book is about, You know, people seem more and more interested in Witch Hunt because, as the subtitle says, it really is the greatest mass delusion in American political history. So I hope people will pick it up.
Well said. All right, Greg, as always, great to have you on the show.
Todd, thanks. Good to be with you.
All right, Greg Jarrett, ladies and gentlemen, Fox News Channel, one of the good guys over there, and two incredible books, The Russia Hoax, which really set the stage so you can understand the backstory of what happened, this attempt to literally sabotage the Trump campaign, and then when the president was elected, to overthrow a duly elected president. It is a fascinating book. I've read both, and you would be, I can't stress it enough. If you really want to understand, this is a very easy read. A lot of stuff there, a lot of info. And Greg Jarrett documents every single thing. No fake news in his books. The latest New York Times bestseller, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. So I'm telling you, folks, this is going to have significant blowback on the Democrats in November. I have no doubt about that. And when you look at what's happening right now in Iowa with the latest polling data, it's quite unbelievable. The Democrats don't have a candidate who can beat Donald Trump. And I really do believe it's going to be Bernie Sanders, unless Michelle Obama jumps into the race. And that is a possibility. But I don't think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I don't think she can rally the troops. Michelle Obama could definitely do that. Just look at what happened last week. Toledo, Ohio, President Trump had the big rally. Toledo, Ohio, it was below freezing. You had people lined up at the crack of dawn, standing there in the in freezing temperatures, waiting to see this president. Well, the Trump campaign released some data on the people who came to that rally. And I want you to pay attention to these numbers here. This is fascinating stuff. 21.9% of the attendees, the people in that audience, registered Democrats. 21.9%. 20.9% were registered independents. You're looking at almost half of the people in that auditorium were Democrats or independents. Now, what does that tell you? It tells me that this president is still winning in blue-collar states. This president is still, his message is still resonating with blue-collar workers. These are the people in the Rust Belt states who gave President Trump the presidency back in 2016. So instead of losing support, this president is actually gaining support. And much like Ronald Reagan back in the day, they used to call them Reagan Democrats. They were Democrats who were conservative, many of them pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and they had no place to go because their party left them. So they turned to the Republicans and became Reagan Republicans. And now we're watching the same thing happen again, a new generation of voters who are throwing their support not behind the Democrat, but behind Donald J. Trump. It really is a fascinating thing. All right, Diamond and Silk, coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
Just exactly how involved is God in the development of our lives? According to Scripture, He's participated in every moment of our creation. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. The Christian foundation of the pro-life movement is based on God's view of our lives. Psalms 139 reveals key details. For instance, God forms our inward parts. He knits us together in the womb. Verse 16 notes, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance." God's view is exceedingly more detailed than the greatest ultrasound. Because God values our lives at such an early stage and with intricate detail, we can conclude that we are to care for children in the womb with a similar attitude. The pre-born child deserves our highest protection and greatest devotion. Don't grow weary in standing for life. Take a clear stand for those whose lives need our help the most. Join us for more biblical resources at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. There is much evil in the world. Anyone who has lived through any part of the last 100 years certainly understands that fact of life. We have seen genocides and ethnic cleansings on a massive scale. We are now seeing another one as I speak. The People's Republic of China, Communist China, is practicing a brutal form of ethnic cleansing and religious persecution in the Uyghur region of Western China. I have been to that part of the world, and it is more like Turkey and Uzbekistan than it is like China. The population is overwhelmingly Uyghur and Muslim. The atheistic government of China has herded millions of Uyghur Muslims into detention camps, seeking to brainwash them and convert them away from Islam and to their atheism. Now they are forcibly taking these people's children away from them and sending them to massive boarding schools away from their parents, where they can be turned away from the faith of their parents and converted to atheism. Now, I'm not a Muslim, but this is a violation of these parents' basic human right to raise their children according to the dictates of their own consciences. All people of goodwill should be horrified by this grotesque violation of human rights. Thankfully, our government under President Trump is speaking up forcefully about this and holding China to account. Interestingly, there is a strange silence from much of the Muslim world about these grotesque violations against the rights of Muslim parents. Could it be that they are afraid of the power of China? I, for one, am delighted that our president is taking the lead, along with Secretary of State Pompeo, and speaking up for the basic human rights of Muslim parents to raise their children according to the dictates of their consciences, not be abducted and kidnapped by the state to be brainwashed for the state's purposes. This is Richard Land.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher and disciple watch a sunset over the desert, and then the mystery of the east-west continuum is revealed. God placed the temple, the altar, the sacrifice, the Holy of Holies, and every act of atonement and redemption to exist on an east-west continuum. Why? An amazing answer. Back then it wasn't known, but it's because the earth is a sphere with two poles. So north and south are only a few thousand miles apart. But east and west, they have no beginning and no end. They're infinite. They go on forever. That's why it all took place on the east-west continuum, because that's how much God loves you. He loves you with an infinite love. And that's how much he saved you infinitely and forever. And how far did he take your sins away from you? As it is written, as far as the east is from the west.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
A couple of weeks, the big March for Life in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, we will be broadcasting our radio program from the March for Life, and it's going to be a pretty remarkable thing. Over 250,000 people marching in the streets for the unborn. And of course, there is also a massive event planned at Trump International Hotel. We've been telling you about it for quite some time. Our good friends Diamond and Silk are hosting a pro-life brunch. It's called Say Yes to Life, the pro-life brunch. And you can get your tickets right now at chitchattour.com. That's chitchattour.com. A chance for you to really just experience not just the beauty of Trumpeter National Hotel, but an incredible message from Diamond and Silk and the beauty of Diamond and Silk. They're good-looking ladies. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we're really excited about this. We've got some information up on our website as well. Very excited that you guys are taking a stand for life. And let's hope y'all pack out the place.
Absolutely. I hope you're going to be there, Todd.
Oh, I'm planning to. So I've got to get my ticket because you know what? I don't have like an up-to-date picture with Diamond and Silk.
Oh, you got to get one. We'll have our team send you over something.
All right. Because I'm looking at the VIP ticket package here where you get a photo with y'all and light hors d'oeuvres.
No, it's a brunch.
That's right. Brunch. Okay.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, you get the brunch with it as well.
You get
a lot of little stuff. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So chitchattour.com for the pro-life brunch there. So very cool. Ladies, a lot to talk about here. President Trump is catching a lot of flack. He retweeted this picture of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in Muslim garb. And I got to tell you, I'm not sure that's fake news.
well, look at how they're acting. You know, they're taking up for terrorists. They're taking up for terrorists, people that shout death to America. But let me just say in all fairness, some of the Iranians see Iran for who they are, and they don't like the fact that Iran has created this here whole shenanigans. They don't like that, and they're on the president's side with this here. But let me just tell you something. President Trump, he can tweet whatever he wants to tweet. And if Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they should start acting like they are American instead of acting like they are taking up, standing up, advocating, and defending terrorists.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you talked about this last week, Diamond, that the issue here is that they seem more concerned about the death of General Soleimani than they do the fact that that guy was responsible for killing hundreds of American soldiers.
Absolutely. I can't even call him a general. Mm-hmm. He's a coward.
That's
and he killed Americans.
He's a murderer.
That's right. And let me just tell you this here. You know, I hear sometimes black Americans are saying, well, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Let me tell you all something. Whenever he killed over 600 servicemen, let me tell you something. I bet you somebody in that bunch was black. Mm-hmm. So it's not about being black, white, or pinstripe. If you are American, he wanted you gone. He wanted
you wiped
from the face of this earth. Not only Americans, but his own people.
His own people.
The stuff that he did. So he got what he deserved.
Well, no doubt about it. And when you look at what's been going on in Iran right now, and ladies, I don't know if you saw those beautiful images of the Iranian students showing respect for America by not walking on those images of the U.S. and Israeli flag. Mm-hmm. Those are young people that are putting their lives on the line. They want to send a message to the rest of the world that they want to be free. And we've got to stand up for those folks.
Yes. Let me tell you something. People want democracy. People want freedom. They are tired of being up under these regimes that have them where they can't move, they can't operate. Mm-hmm. They don't have any freedoms over there.
That's right. And if you look at the Democrat presidential nominees today, they are trying to do our country the same exact way. Tell us what to eat, how to think, what to drive. It's disgusting as to how they're trying to take us back to the days of slavery, you all. They want this country to be a third world country just like Iran. They want to be the dictators over all Americans, and then they want us to pay all of these taxes towards stuff for free that they say is for free while they skim off the top and leave us all poor at the bottom.
That's right.
You know, to that point, we just had Tom Fitton on from Judicial Watch, and he was pointing out they've been doing a study, and the thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of illegals, criminal illegals that have been arrested, charged with crimes, and let go. These people should be out of our country, and yet here we are not only paying to support them, but they're also prowling our streets, causing all sorts of mayhem.
Oh, absolutely. That's how the Democrats have it set up. Another thing is, whenever you vote in the election, this is what we don't understand. They will allow illegal aliens to vote in our election. They'll give them IDs. They can do what they want to. But if somebody that's on parole vote in the election, now they are an American, they are ready to arrest them. Mm-hmm. Well, why aren't these illegal aliens being arrested whenever they vote in our election?
That's right.
That's the things that we need to be talking about. In California, so many, thousands, probably up in the millions, are still on the voting rolls. But where are these people at?
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's how they keep winning. That's how they keep winning. That's how they keep winning. And it must be stopped.
That's right. And it's time for to put Americans first. You know, if an American citizen commit a crime right now, we're giving three hots and a cop behind a locked cell block after we've taken our mug shot. How is it that illegal aliens can get free food, free housing, free clothing, free medical, but American citizens can't even get that?
That's right.
We went out down there to California on Skid Row, okay, we saw homeless Americans, homeless veterans out there living in tents, sleeping on concrete, but you got illegal aliens coming over here, and they're able to be given sanctuary cities at the expense of taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a violation of Title 8, Code 1324, our immigration laws. This is a violation of that. We're not supposed to aid and obey illegal aliens. And you can call them undocumented all day long. They are illegally here. We don't know who they are. That's why they undocumented.
That's right. And I don't know how they track us from birth, but they just give out IDs to them.
That's right.
I don't get it.
Preach. Amen. I mean, we're ready to pass an offering plate here. I absolutely agree with what you're saying.
That's right. We got to do something. It's time for us as American citizens to rise up and take our country back. If not, we will all be going to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want our country going straight to hell. We want our country to rise up and be prosperous. If not, we will be looking like those Iranians over there in Iran. We will be looking like the people in Venezuela. We will be looking like these socialist and communist countries that say, okay, we're going to give you all of this stuff for free, but now these people got to eat animals from the zoo. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want to eat a barbecue puma. I really don't.
No, we don't.
I'm sure it'll be good, but
we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that.
But you got these people that sitting here trying to dictate to everybody else how they want you to be. Now they living behind their vine yards, behind their fences, their picket fences, behind their guns and their security. But it's we, the American people, the middle class, the poor, the people that is working out here every day from 9 to 5. That's who they want to try to dictate this ideology to. And we can't allow that.
All right. Ladies, we're going to have to leave it there. But real quick, a reminder, January 25th, it's the big Say Yes to Life pro-life brunch at Trump International. Do you know what's on the menu?
I don't know what's on the menu, but I want everybody to show up. So get your tickets at chitchattour.com. That's chitchattour.com. It's January 25th. It's our Say Yes to Life pro-life brunch.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I cannot wait. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
All right. Y'all going to have like wine and stuff? You know, they've got good wine at Trump International.
I don't
Champagne.
Know. I really don't know. I don't know the logistics of the food yet.
They've got mimosas, too. So enough of this. Yeah, for heaven's sakes. All right, ladies, thank you. And good luck with the big brunch in Washington. I will be there. And folks, I hope you will, too. Support a great cause. And Diamond and Silk, you guys are just great ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. I will say this. We did a book tour, our big book launch in Washington, D.C. for Culture Jihad at Trump International. And they know how to throw an event at Trump International Hotel. So I can promise you this, whatever they serve, it's going to be class all the way. And then when you put Diamond and Silk into the middle of that, it just like ups it up a bunch. What is it? What Emeril Lagasse? It's like, you know, bam. There you go. All right. Enough of that. Hey, got to take a break here. ToddStarnes.com, folks. Don't forget, get yourself a subscription to our free newsletter and our podcast. It's the only way that we can guarantee you get all the information we have. Otherwise, social media, it's kind of hit or miss, mostly miss. All right. We'll be right back. The Babylon Bee coming up next.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Hi, Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, and with all that's happening in Israel and the Middle East, you should be reading Israel My Glory magazine. You can get a one-year free subscription of timely, insightful articles on trends that impact Israel and the Christian world. Visit us at foiradio.org to subscribe. And here's what's happening in the news. After cutting his diplomatic trip to Greece short, Prime Minister Netanyahu returned to Israel in case Iran attacked the Jewish state. This comes after the U.S. killed Iranian top commander Qassem Soleimani in an airstrike. Well, here's my take. Iran remains the leading state sponsor of terrorism, and the two places on Iran's mind all the time are Israel and America. They constantly chant death to Israel and death to America. There's a long road ahead for Iran, but Trump's decisive leadership and Israel's support will only help bring the regime change the Iranian people so desperately want and need. To listen to our weekly program or to learn more about the Friends of Israel, visit our website, foiradio.org.
Join conservatives from across the nation at the 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. Spend a weekend at the beautiful Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, tucked away in the North Carolina mountains. With special musical guests, the Irwins, America's Minister of Encouragement, Dr. Dennis Swanberg, members of the House Freedom Caucus, and your host, Todd Starnes. 3 wonderful days of inspiration, encouragement, and lots of laughter. The 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway, October 23rd through the 25th. Register today at toddstarnes.com.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
The Oracle opens up the Jubilee mysteries, that there are these appointed times, appointed by God, and in these years, something prophetic has to happen concerning Jerusalem and end-time prophecy. Amazing. One of those years was 2017, and during that year came the Jerusalem Declaration by Donald Trump proclaiming Jerusalem. Now, amazing thing. What happens during the year of Jubilee? The trumpet has to sound. What does the name Trump mean? It means he who sounds the trumpet. It means also the trumpet itself. So get this, the year of Jubilee 2017 is the year that Donald Trump comes to power. The trump must sound throughout the land in this year. Amazing. Who could put that together? It means that he had to be elected just when he was. All this, everything is part of the Jubilee mystery of God. He's on the throne.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Wow, what I told you, I told you it was going to be a jam-packed day. I mean, a lot of stuff going on, and it's been a lot of fun. And, of course, we're going to do it all over again tomorrow. By the way, don't forget, ToddStarnes.com. Check out the our free newsletter and also our podcast. So, look, one of my favorite websites is the Babylon Bee. It's absolutely hilarious. And it really is sort of, I don't know if it's fair to compare it to The Onion, because I think it's actually better than The Onion, but it's a satire website. And they made headlines the other day because a CNN reporter actually took issue with the Babylon Bee very upset over a satire piece and accusing the Babylon Bee of being fake news. Jeez, salute. I'm telling you, the left, they don't have a sense of humor. Lord love them. They just can't take a joke. Well, on the Newsmaker line, it is we are just really honored out of all the guests we have had today. We've had a lot of great guests. Very honored to welcome a first time to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Kyle Mann, the editor-in-chief of Babylon Bee. And Kyle, the studio audience is just going bonkers right now.
Awesome. Is that fake news or?
That was fake applause, but.
Okay.
So look, I have so many questions to ask, but first I want to get your reaction to how CNN and others in the mainstream media are looking at you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. CNN, we had a reporter go on and say that we were sharing fake news, and it was pretty obvious that they just didn't like being the butt of the joke. And that seems to us to be what it is you've got the left not used to being the target of satire, and humor has traditionally been been controlled by liberals who make fun of the right. And so now we're making fun of the left, and they are not happy.
They're
not happy with that at all.
No, and they just, you know what, Kyle, it's you really are never going to be able to please those guys, and they have no sense of humor. And I think that's the most tragic thing of all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and as Christians, you know, we're a Christian satire site. We've been made fun of by the left for years. You know, that's par for the course for Christians. We're always the butt of the joke. And so we've kind of developed a little bit of a thick skin against that kind of thing because we're so used to it. And I don't think the left has really developed that yet.
No, not at all. I have to ask you, though, how do you do this? The headlines, the stories are just fascinating and spot on.
Yeah, you know, we get revelations from God every day, you know, just telling us, hey, write this and write that. And we obey his commands.
I'm sorry. This is awesome. Some of the headlines here. Oops, worship band accidentally worships for real during rehearsal. do you guys get any kind of blowback from Christians, or are Christians in on the joke? Do they get it?
Christians, you know, tend to like being made fun of in this way because our humor against Christians, you know, we are Christians. So it's obviously written as inside baseball. It's written from within, and we're making fun of ourselves. We do get pushback from progressive Christians, mostly, who feel that, you know, since we don't always agree with them politically, that our site is, you know, hateful garbage or something like that.
Yeah, but they're liberal. Again, they don't get the jokes. You know, they've got no sense of humor.
Right.
It's tragic. Oh, this is
right.
Great. Nerdy guy at church automatically assigned to tech ministry. So hold on a second. Avery, call screener Avery, he's a big like Marvel Comics guy, and he went to the Star Wars movie. Avery, what do you do at your Baptist church that you attend?
Oh, I play drums. I play the drum set for my church.
Oh, okay. So you're not in the tech ministry.
I was, however. Okay. I was for a little while.
All right. Very good. I'm just proving Babylon Bee's point there. So. Thank you. You can turn your microphone off again now. So Kyle, how does this work? Do you guys have like a full-time team of people that do this, comedy writers? How does it work?
I mean, just until recently, it's been a pretty Bush League organization. You know, we're just two guys writing part-time in our garages. More recently, we've gotten a few part-time writers that are able to contribute a little more often. But it's still a pretty small operation, and you know, it's just kind of a very small, hardworking team of writers who just tirelessly pitch ideas every single day.
What's the point of it all?
Well, we believe that satire is an extremely important tool that God has given us to communicate truth. And, you know, we believe God has a sense of humor, and he wants us to use the sense of humor that he's given us in order to communicate truth to a culture that doesn't believe in truth anymore. You know, and that's a wide range of things that we can write about. You know, so we write about politics, current events, church culture. We write things that are lighthearted. We write things that are hard hitting and trying to make a very serious point, you know. And so satire has a very unique way of cutting through a lot of the noise to make important points.
It's just brilliant. I mean, everything from... I'm sorry. Some of these are just so hilarious. Popular Christmas song, Mary Did You Know, criticized for mansplaining. That's brilliant. Do you ever... I'm just curious. I'm assuming you guys go to church. Do you guys get folks like coming up to you at church and saying, hey, I've got a great idea for a Babylon Bee sketch or something?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's once in a while they're even good, but... Yeah, we get lots of people, all friends, family members come crawling out of the woodwork to pitch their ideas.
I mean, you're kind of like rock stars in the Christian world here. So, and you've got a podcast too. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we launched the Babylon Bee podcast over the summer, and it's been steadily growing. And we pull the curtain back a little bit and let people hear thoughts from the writers. We discuss Babylon Bee articles from the week and kind of cover the week's news that way. So
I think it's brilliant. Fake news generates real laughs. I just think that's awesome. And you're spot on, man. Spot on. Kyle, look, we're coming up on a news break. I just want to say thank you. Hang in there. We got your back. Don't worry about the CNN folks. Nobody watches that channel anyway.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Kyle, God bless you. Thanks for your great work.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Kyle Mann, editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. So how about... It's a great... Honestly, folks, it really is a great website. And if you want a good laugh, if you take yourself too seriously, do not go to the website. But if you want a good laugh, you got to check out BabylonBee.com. And be sure to check out the podcast, too. But I think that's really, really interesting that they use this as a ministry tool. I've never really thought of satire as a ministry tool. Normally, most progressives I know are condemning me to the lake of fire for my satire. So, go figure. All right, folks, got to wrap it up there. Been a lot of fun today. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. ToddStearns.com is our website. And go Tigers, LSU Tigers. Have a good one, everybody.
President Reagan once said, freedom is just one generation away from extinction. Best-selling author Todd Starnes believes the nation stands at a crossroad. Do we choose freedom and liberty or socialism and destruction? Todd offers his observations on the state of our union in his newest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Governor Mike Huckabee says, Todd mixes rock solid investigative journalism with Southern humor to deliver a must-read book for freedom-loving patriots. Order an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
Join conservatives from across the nation at the 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. Spend a weekend at the beautiful Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, tucked away in the North Carolina mountains. With special musical guests, the Irwins, America's Minister of Encouragement, Dr. Dennis Swanberg, members of the House Freedom Caucus, and your host, Todd Starnes. Three wonderful days of inspiration, encouragement, and lots of laughter. The 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway, October 23rd through the 25th. Register today at ToddStarnes.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.